Praise be Jesus and Mary. And Jesus cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons. In today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 1, we have a small sample of how busy our Lord was during his public ministry with the healing of so many people with various ailments and driving out demons from possessed persons. Mark's gospel emphasizes that Jesus was no mere man, but the God-man, the divine healer, the divine physician who healed so many people during his public ministry and continues to heal people today through his church. Jesus came to heal every single person, but not necessarily with the healing of the body. Rather, it was mainly to heal every person in the very depths of their being, in their hearts and souls. And in that healing, through the healing of the heart and soul, there would eventually be the healing of the body too. All bodily ailments, particularly on the last day, at the resurrection of the just, when the souls of the righteous will reunite with their bodies, and thereafter to be immune from all suffering and death forever. Everyone is looking for you, Mark narrates in today's gospel. Indeed, everyone is looking for Jesus, for the one who can help them with all their problems, who can heal them, save them, sanctify them. In a word, everyone's looking for, true happiness and joy and peace. Not the kind that lasts for a time, but the happiness, joy, and peace that lasts forever, for all eternity. Everyone can identify with the rather gloomy outlook of Job that we heard in today's first reading, when he says, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." These thoughts are normal, you could say inevitable, and express a worldview without Christ, the Redeemer, in the picture. And the good news, the only good news, ultimately, is that, as the late Catholic historian Dr. Warren Carroll often put it, God exists, the incarnation happened. Christ really entered human history. He really lived among us. He really died for us. He really rose from the dead for us. And this is the only hope for the human race in Christ, the one Savior. There's a lot of talk today about how life will be or should be from now on, with the spread of COVID-19 all over the world, with catchphrases like, the Great Reset, the new normal, build back better. We're going to build things back better than ever before, right? But as they say in the financial world, the retail world, buyer beware. Beware of such catchphrases. All this seems to be the same foolish talk, the babble, which resulted in, or was the result of man's foolish attempt to build the Tower of Babel, an attempt to build the earthly city, the city of man, without any reference to God, without recognizing God's sovereignty, even over this world and over every one of our lives. This is what secular humanism is all about. And these plans will ultimately fail. You know, the punishment for man's attempt to build the earthly city back in the day of the Tower of Babel was, you know, the confusion of the tongues, you know, the multiplying of the various languages so that people couldn't readily and easily understand one another in their common foolish plans and carry them out. What will the punishment be for yet another attempt to build the earthly city without God? And perhaps we're already beginning to experience that. There's nothing wrong with human progress and science and technology and industry, etc. But it's no longer progress, it's no longer human when the human spirit is denied, suffocated, crushed, when man's reduced to another thing, a complex thing, but no longer recognized as someone, a person made in God's image and likeness, created not for earth, but for heaven, not for time, but for eternity, destined not only for freedom from pain and suffering and death, but for the glorious freedom of the children of God, freedom that has its origin only in Christ, the guarantor of all our true freedoms. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When will the world finally heed our Lord's words, his invitation to all men to find what they're looking for in him? When will Christians ourselves heed our Lord's invitation really and truly, allowing him to heal our hearts and souls? As we heard in today's responsorial psalm, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. May we allow ourselves to be healed by our Lord, especially in the sacraments of confession, of Holy Communion, which is rightly called the medicine of immortality, and share with others, as many people as we can, you know, the good news that there is hope, that all of life's deepest longings and needs can be fulfilled in Christ, the one Savior of all mankind. Praise be Jesus and Mary.